undifferentiated stem cells as evolution. Undifferentiated stem cells as evolution. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with a thought for today. Undifferentiated stem cells considered as evolution. We know that our bodies are filled with millions and billions and billions of stem cells. All these stem cells become differentiated and are placed into eyes, ear, nose, and throats, and all aspects of our body. Every cell of our body was formerly a stem cell and is now a differentiated cell, a cell that has a purpose and has a job to do. Well, the newly differentiated stem cells come called together into the cells that are already in the body. And these cells that are already in the body, they already are doing their job, they're already fulfilling their purpose, they're already being the eye, ear, nose, and throat, and what have you. And the new stem cells are coming in to take their place, and they're doing that. They're designed to do that. It's called refurbishing. They're designed to come in and be brand new all the time, something new, something wonderful, something fantastic. And as they come aboard to be something fantastic, are they really being fantastic? Not really. If they are associating with the stem cells that are there before, that became undifferentiated cells, that were the eyes, ears, nose, and throat, and everything else in the body, did they associate with those cells that were already formed and that were less than perfect, that were not realizing their ideal state of beingness? Now, the stem cells are like little children coming into a neighborhood. And if they're in a neighborhood of happy, harmonious, joyful, value-driven people, they are value-driven. If they come into a neighborhood where they are living in an area of people who are no values, people who love to go out and do things that are not necessarily harmonious to the neighborhood, then that's the way the little children that are new to the neighborhood take on that essence. Now, their parents can be ever so wonderful. The parents of the children moving into the neighborhood can be ever so fine with such beautiful values and such beautiful ways of thinking. But when the children associate with the other children in the neighborhood and they find out that to be liked, to be accepted in their group, you do certain things. And so they did certain things. They learned to do certain things in the neighborhood that made them acceptable. Now, some children, their values are very strongly driven from at home. They're very strongly taken into their world, into their life, into their being, and they will not allow themselves to take on the aspects that other children have. If other children are making mistakes and they have values which do not allow them to make those same mistakes, they just shy away from those people. They have nothing to do with them. They will not associate with those people, and they will not partake in their games. Now, they're sort of called standoffish. They don't belong in that neighborhood. And basically speaking, parents with children with values do not move into neighborhoods where there are no values, or where the values are less than what the parents would have their children do. So, if they cannot afford to be in a better neighborhood or a different neighborhood, then they have to teach the children that whatever the other children do, that's just fine, but they have their values and they live by their values and they know what their values are, and they will not drift from them. Now, the ideal cell, the undifferentiated cell, the stem cell, is born anew in our bodies by the billions every single day. And they're working in harmony with the rest of the body every single day. And they're creating within the body a harmonious arrangement. They are bringing with them a balance. But they don't really have any differentiation about them. They are just there, able to be taken in by the group, joining the gangs of the neighborhood, or joining the values of the neighborhood, or following the values of their home, or following the non-values of undifferentiation, where all just is and all just is ideal and wonderful. How wonderful that is. But these undifferentiated cells come into the body, and the body is designed to be ideal. Ideal spirit, mind, and body. It's designed to be whole and perfect. It's designed to be magnificent. Magnificent to the ultimate of magnificence. But if there is no direction, if there is no call for these cells to be directed to be strong and powerful, then they might slip away. They might slip away from their ideal format that they are. They are to be ideal, whatever they are. They are to copy whatever cells they are associated with, however they are to be differentiated into. They're into the nose cells. So if there's a big nose, then the big nose is going to continue to be, because those cells are educated to be big nose. Now, if you go to a plastic surgeon and have the nose adjusted to what you think is a pretty nose, then those cells will be adjusted cells. And the undifferentiated cells that move into that nose area will be whatever that nose area now is. And if that nose area can keep its nose out of its past, if it can look only in the now, not looking how it was before and how it didn't like what it was before, but looking in the now, then the nose cells that are into that nose, the differentiated cells becoming the nose, will then be that perfect nose. Now, this goes for the entire body. This goes to the entire body. Now, the entire body has an ideal status to it. It has an ideal format to it. It is an ideal body. It is created ideal by the ideal creator ourselves, and that it is wonderful indeed. Now, if the ideal body is placed in a situation where it seemingly cannot control the circumstances, and it's in an environment where the air is difficult to breathe, where the water is impure to drink, where many other things take place, and these essences enter into the body and make their picture upon the body, then the body becomes less than perfect. Now, it's not that the body is less than perfect. It has the stem cells being trained to think that that water is imperfect, that that air is imperfect, that all the foods and things that they eat are imperfect. If the body can be trained contrary to that, saying the food that I eat is healthy for my body and filled with love, if the contrary to the experience can always be brought into being so that everything happens in a beautiful, wonderful way, then the evolution, which does not have to take place from our ideal self, our ideal spirit, mind, and body, but the ideal spirit, mind, and body shines forth regardless. That happens in many people who are living in difficult situations where food, water, and air are not always that beautiful. And yet, these bodies that come out of there are rather remarkable. Now, when they are not remarkable, they seem to evolute. They seem to change, or devolute, you might say. They seem to change from the picture that they have, that they should have, to a picture that they are not necessarily harmonious with. Now, how do we work with the body? How do we work with the mind? How do we work with their stem cells in our body so that these undifferentiated stem cells can shine forth in the pure differentiation that they are destined, designed to do? Our body is not made to change. Our body is not made to fluctuate. Our body is not made to demonstrate strength, weakness, health, illness, any of these things. It's not designed to do that. It's designed to be ideal in every way, shape, and form. And so it is that all the undifferentiated cells that we live in, these ideal essences of what we are. We are an ideal idea. We are an ideal creation. We are an ideal body. We are an ideal reality. That's who we are. This is our perfection. We are this undifferentiated cell revealed in the stem cells and revealed beautifully now. How do we establish this as our criteria for living in our world? How do we establish this as a criteria for us in our existence? How do we do that? How do we go about being the magnificent beings that we are? Well, we go about being it by making sure that we live in the thought of the ideal self. For it's only as we live in the thought of the ideal self that we have these ideal selves revealing themselves through us and as us and for us. We are ideal. Our stem cells are ideal. All things in our body that produce and reveal and so forth are ideal, but all are dependent upon what are our values. What is our belief about ourselves? How do we think about ourselves? How do we live our life? Are we going to allow the appearance of evolution take place in our world and that our cells are going to take us away from our original purity and integrity? Or are we going to stand firm for ourselves and be that original purity and integrity now and always? We can, you know. It's up to us, and we can do it right now. So today, let's make that decision for ourselves, that we are undifferentiated stem cells, and we have a definite calling, a definite purpose of living in our ideal body and having ideal values and being ideal at all times, never evolving from our original purity and integrity, never evolving from the divine that we are. And as we live in that awareness, as we live in that consciousness, then that's what we experience. Think on these things. They're quite lovely. They're quite beautiful. Undifferentiated stem cells or evolution. It's our choice. Make your choice today and realize that you are in charge and how wonderful that is. I'm so happy that that's the way it is. How about you? I love you. I love you. I love you.